The Fatima Center presents Faith, Salvation, and Humility, a five-day Lenten mission directed by Father Michael Rodriguez. The opening sermon for the second day. Faith is the first foundation.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin by praying. I believe in one God. I believe that God rewards the good and punishes the wicked. I believe that in God there are three divine persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I believe that God the Son became man without ceasing to be God. I believe that He is my Lord and Savior, the Redeemer of mankind, that He died on the cross for the salvation of all men, that He died also for me. I believe on God's authority, everything He has taught and revealed. O my God, give me strong faith. O my God, help me to believe with lively faith. I love Thee, O my God, with all my heart. Please forgive me for having offended Thee. I promise, O God, that with Thy help, I will never offend Thee again. My God, have mercy on me. Amen. As I mentioned yesterday, St. John Eudes teaches that there are four foundations of Christian life and sanctity. Number one, faith. Number two, hatred of sin. Number three, detachment from the world and worldly things. And number four, prayer. St. John Eudes teaches, quote, "The first foundation of the Christian life is faith," close quote. He also teaches, quote, "Jesus is not only your God, your Savior and your Sovereign Lord, but is also your head, and you are members of His body. You are united with Him by the grace He gave you in holy baptism. Just as the members are animated by the Spirit of the head, and live the same life, so you must also be animated by the Spirit of Jesus. Live His life, walk in His ways, and be clothed with His sentiments and inclinations. His life must be your life, and your life must be a continuation and expression of His," close quote. Truly beautiful words from St. John Eudes. Beautiful words and true words on how we are called to assimilate ourselves to Christ, unite ourselves to Christ, so much so that His life is our life, that His thoughts are our thoughts. His words are words. His actions are actions. And so St. John Eudes then applies this to faith. It's truly remarkable what he tells us then about faith. St. John Eudes explains what faith is in light of how we are called to live the life of Christ. Quote, "Faith, given to you by God, is a continuation and fulfillment of the loving and most perfect submission of the human mind of Jesus Christ to the truths revealed to Him by His eternal Father." Close quote. We are to be animated by the Spirit of Jesus. We are to live his life, have his thoughts and sentiments, and believe in God as he believed in the Eternal Father. That is, submitting our minds to the truths revealed by God. Just as Jesus had a divine will and a human will, so he had a divine intellect and a human intellect. With regard to his human intellect, he made a perfect submission of it to the truths revealed to him by his Eternal Father. And the gift of faith enables us to do the same. Jesus knew how to love and serve God perfectly. He gives us this same knowledge when he gives us faith. Through faith, I have the light to know how to love and serve God perfectly and thus save my soul. My Catholic faith teaches me, blessed am I when I am meek and humble. Blessed am I when I am clean of heart. Blessed am I when I make peace. Blessed am I when I suffer persecution for the sake of Christ. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love Thee. I ask pardon of Thee for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Please include the Fatima Center among those apostolates to whom you send a portion of your monthly tithe. Regular monthly donors are vital for our continuing operation. Visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Thank you, and may God reward you. Immaculate Heart of Mary, be our salvation.